Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Amid deadly protests, Kenyan believers press on with gospel hope and ministry. Then, we'll learn how a sewing class brought women from opposite backgrounds together in Egypt. We'll unpack this story for you in just a moment. But we'll begin today in Kenya, where youth-led protests have rocked the country this year, and last week they turned deadly. The suspicious death of a 31-year-old blogger in police custody in early June was one spark. Then, last Wednesday, thousands hit the streets of Nairobi to mark the anniversary of the June 2024 protests. But like last year, it turned tragically violent. At least 16 people were killed, suspected to be at the hands of police. Bruce Allen with FMI spoke with a partner church planter named Caleb.
He was in Nairobi for work, and then, you know, just saw the crowd of people. Things got chaotic, and suddenly, says, I was caught between water cannons, tear gas, and panic. It was terrifying.
Kenya's next generation is frustrated by police brutality, corruption, and economic hardship.
They feel like their concerns are falling on deaf ears, or that even politicians are exploiting them and will use them as cannon fodder,
said. One protester said he was hired to join a demonstration for just $38. Four young men from Caleb's neighborhood were among those who were killed this week. Caleb shared this.
But ministry has to go on. It's the Church of Christ that offers any semblance of hope, even when life is being taken away. So I said, we press on.
Next, there are 28 active conflicts around the world today, according to the U.S. Council on Foreign Relations. Each one holds unique dangers for deaf individuals, from Ukraine to Gaza to Sudan. Even fleeing to safety can be deadly. Rob Myers of Door International says,
we know of deaf people who have actually been shot on site because the person who was asking them questions just doubted that they were deaf.
Deaf people often miss critical wartime information because of language barriers. For example, in Ukraine,
hearing people in the cities would hear the UN trucks coming and would know that they were carrying food and supplies, and so they would run out and start to grab supplies. And the deaf people were not aware that the trucks were in town. No one told them. And then when they finally became aware, they would run out and the supplies would already be all gone.
Many deaf also lack information about the spiritual war raging around us because they can't access the gospel in their heart's sign language.
Oftentimes we think of spiritual as immaterial or invisible. And it's interesting that the needs of many of these deaf communities, particularly the spiritual needs, are invisible to us as the church.
But you can be part of the change. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
For those who want to see people know Jesus, and especially want to see that happen for whole people groups who haven't had access to the gospel for millennia, we would encourage you to take a look at what God is doing through Door International.
And Christian women in Egypt often face religious and gender-based discrimination. What it means is life for widows can mean treatment as lower-class citizens and the inability to work. But to reach these widows, Uncharted Ministries partnered with a local who led a six-day-long sewing class. A ministry to Christians became an opportunity for evangelism as Muslim widows were invited and women of the two religions sat side by side learning together. Eric, we met with Uncharted Ministries, says,
I've never seen more women, more integrated, sitting side by side at a sewing machine, one of them running the elastic on a band of a pair of pants and the other one sitting there running the machine through. And you would never know that one was a Christian and one was a Muslim. You would never know as the children in the room were playing which kids were which religion.
Uncharted Ministries wants to honor widows in a culture where they're undervalued. We met says,
no one held up women in a culture that did not more than Jesus did. That was the heart of our Lord and Savior. And that continues to be one of the big differentiating pieces between how Christians interact with women in Egypt and how the Muslim culture does.
So please pray that the ministry honors the widows and that more gospel doors will be opened. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.